All right, here we are, last break of the day. Steve, guys,
man,
it's been a good Monday.
Yeah, great. Starting off the week.
Yeah, it's a great week. This voting thing, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking off the air, me and this team here. Mm-hmm. Our country is in a crisis. I mean, Carla mentioned who would have ever thought that it wouldn't be safe for your children to go to school because of a pandemic? Who would have thought that during a pandemic that America, old great America, with the best doctors, the most money, the best everything, would have a fourth of the world's cases of corona, a fourth of the world's deaths from corona, and yet we're only 4% of the population? Who would have thought that? I wouldn't have. Who would have thought that 2020 would have been this way? Who would have thought that we would have a president that doesn't wear a mask? Who would have thought that we would live in a country where a man says that this pandemic is a hoax and didn't take it seriously? Here is a man who said when it was 1,200 cases in New York, in 2 weeks, it'll be down to zero. Who would have thought that we would have a president, when we're talking about the now over 160,000 deaths, that he would utter the statement, it is what it is? Who would have thought that this president would come in and rescind DACA, that he doesn't care about immigration, who? Any of this, man? And now we've got the nerve, the audacity of Kanye to run for president, and then Kanye come out over an article over the weekend and admitted that he is trying to take votes from Joe Biden. Wait a minute, man. And that he's not going to run for the White House. He's walking in. Hey, look, man, this is not a game. Y'all, listen to me. And then on top of that, Nick Cannon turns out and says he's going to vote for Kanye. These are two well-off people, everybody, who got some money where they can turn around and they can make statements like this and survive it. Who I represent on the radio, who we wake up for every morning, me, Shirley, Carla, Jay, Keir, and Tommy, and Monica, who we wake up for every morning, is not for the wealthy. We wake up for the masses, the people who made us the Steve Harvey Morning Show, the people that made us the kings of comedy, the people that gave us comedy careers, radio careers, TV careers. That's who we wake up for to help get through life, to help that you get off to a great day. Kanye got $1 billion. He got time for this foolishness. But you're going to take votes from Joe Biden? Do you know that that means you're handing votes to Donald Trump? Rudy Giuliani actually came out and said he's good for Trump. He quietly thinks that Kanye still is a big supporter of Trump. He's got to be, if your objective is to take votes from Joe Biden. Black people, people of color, young people in hip-hop, we're not finna be fooled by this foolishness. This is serious business here. This country is in trouble. Don't you see it? Can't stand by and let this boy, because he wants to be a damn rapper, call himself the next president, the birthday party. This is ridiculous. We ain't got no time for this foolishness. We need justice for Breonna Taylor. We need justice for Floyd. We need justice for Aubrey. We need somebody in the White House that's not so divisive in this country. We need programs put back in place to help people to get back on their feet. We need people who are sympathetic to people who are out of work. And this COVID thing, man, this crisis that we in after November, man, this thing gonna get worse. And you're gonna need somebody in there with a heart that cares about people. Kanye for president. We ain't got time for this foolishness. You can put me on the shade room, the blue room, the dark room, and any other room you want to say in this here. We ain't got time for this foolishness here. We have to get to the polls and vote. We have to prove that Black Lives Matter. We can make a difference, y'all. We can make a serious impact in this election if we all go to whenweallvote.org. If we all make sure we're registered and we all early vote and we all absentee vote and we all show up at the polls to vote. Because listen to me, man, the fix is in. They're going to try. They tried already to make the primary so difficult to vote to discourage you from voting in November. This president is scared to death, but do not listen to the polls, y'all. We have to show up and vote. Remember last time they said Hillary was killing him in the polls. Remember that? He's the president. And we, the masses, cannot afford four more years of this guy. It's the policy. It's the divisiveness. You got more white supremacist groups raising up now because they think they have a friend in the White House. Come on, y'all. Kanye is not presidential. This is not a game. Don't get deceived. Voting for Kanye is not a vote for Black people. Voting for Kanye is a vote for Donald Trump, and he ain't for Black people. Period. WhenWeAllVote.org. Sign up. Make sure you register. Let's get to these polls. Let's vote. Let's stop some of this racial injustice. That's how we prove Black Lives Matter. In November, we're going to show them how much we matter because you're going to count our vote at the polls. Thank you.
Ooh, you're welcome.
Here it is.
Sir.
Here it is.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.